Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about. How to create effective vertical thumbnails for YouTube Shorts that boost your click-through rates. Absolutely. I'm super excited about this topic. I mean, YouTube Shorts are getting insane views, like 200 billion daily views globally. That's almost triple from just a year before. Right? It's wild. So with that massive audience out there, we need to make sure creators are catching their attention. The thumbnail is literally the front door to your content. If it looks broken, no one's walking in. Totally. But what do you think is the biggest mistake creators make when it comes to thumbnails? Well, one major mistake is the specs. A lot of beginners get overwhelmed by the requirements. YouTube Shorts thumbnails need to be 1080 by 1920 pixels, which gives you that 9:16 aspect ratio, and the file should be under 2 megabytes. I can see how that would be confusing. So if someone uploads a standard horizontal crop, it just gets rejected? Exactly. And that can lead to swipe away rates of over 50% because viewers just scroll right past. Wow, that's a big number. So how can creators make sure their thumbnails are effective, especially on mobile? Great question. It's all about thinking like a mobile user. The 2026 landscape is completely mobile first. Your thumbnails need to fill the screen. Always design on a desktop, but send it to your phone before publishing to make sure everything looks good and looks good on a smaller screen. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And I've heard you mention before that a lot of viewers watch on mute. Yes, over 60% of Shorts viewers watch without sound, so your design should be text-heavy to grab their attention quickly. Think about covering about 60% of the space with bold text. So it's really about catching their eye, especially when they can't hear what's going on. Exactly. And don't forget about the platforms, UI overlays. Keep your main elements dead center to avoid having important text hidden behind those buttons on the right side. Right. It sounds like there's a lot to consider. There is. Let's dive into some winning styles for thumbnails. I've tested a bunch, and here are 7 that consistently pull great numbers. I'm all ears. First up is the exaggerated face approach. This one's a classic. MrBeast saw a 4.2x increase in his click-through rate just by using thumbnails with exaggerated facial expressions. Humans are drawn to faces, so making the eyes bigger and brightening the teeth really works. That's clever, and I can see how it would make viewers curious. What's next? The text-heavy hook. Since most viewers are watching on mute, a big, intriguing question in a clear font can work wonders. Just keep it short, 3 words maximum. Got it. Short and sweet. Then there's using bold colors. High-contrast colors like bright red or neon yellow against dark backgrounds can really stop the scroll. Ooh, I love a good pop of color. What about transformations? Ah, the before and after style is a hit. Split your canvas and visually tell a transformation story. It's instant engagement. I see how that would work. And what's the deal with arrows? Oh, the arrow pointer is a simple but effective trick. A massive red arrow pointing at something interesting is hard to ignore. It creates curiosity. That's so smart. What about product comparisons? Great question. The split-screen comparison is perfect for reviews. Show 2 items side by side and use check marks or X's to indicate which one's better. It's quick and clear. Love it. And you mentioned extreme close-ups earlier? Yes. Zoom in so much on an object that it becomes slightly unidentifiable. It piques curiosity and forces viewers to click just to figure it out. So these styles are all about engaging that curiosity. Exactly. Now let's talk about the tools for creating these thumbnails. Many creators struggle with consistency and spend way too much time resizing images. That's where AI comes in. Oh, really? How does that work? There's been a huge surge in AI-assisted video production lately. Creators can now generate images and backgrounds specifically for the 9:16 aspect ratio in a fraction of the time. I love using Canva for layout and Midjourney for generating backgrounds. That's super helpful. Just a heads up. Make sure your graphics are clear because the algorithms are getting better at reading text in images. That's a good point. What common mistakes should we avoid? Misleading thumbnails are a big one. If you use a fun, bright image for a serious tutorial, people will click off fast. You've got to match the vibe. Makes total sense. And I assume A/B testing is important? Yes, never just upload one option and hope for the best. Test multiple variations to see what resonates with your audience. Wow, this has been so enlightening. Thanks. So just to summarize, think mobile first, use engaging styles, and leverage AI tools to create effective thumbnails. Fix these issues and you'll see a significant boost in your metrics. Absolutely, and that's exactly why we started. Banana. Thumbnail, right? Right. And remember, one YouTube subscriber is incredibly valuable. It's not just about clicks, it's about building a loyal audience. Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.